Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, Jesus Rebukes Peter for Not Listening.
Mark 8:27-33. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say I am?" They answered, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, others one of the prophets." "And you," he asked, "who do you say I am?" Peter replied, "You are the Messiah." Then he gave them strict orders not to tell anyone about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man had to undergo great sufferings and to be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and doctors of the law, to be put to death and to rise again 3 days afterwards. He spoke about it plainly. At this, Peter took him by the arm and began to rebuke him. But Jesus turned round and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter. "Away with you, Satan," he said. "You think as men think, not as God thinks." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus asks the apostles who people think he is, and they tell him that some think he's John the Baptist, others Elijah. They have been listening to the people, and they know what they are thinking. But then Jesus gets personal and asks them, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter speaks for the group, declaring, "You are the Christ." Jesus does not deny this, but he tells them to keep this to themselves. But Jesus wants to talk, to explain how things are probably going to go. He is trying to prepare them, and maybe he's trying to think things through for himself as well. But Peter cannot bear to hear about the possibility of Jesus' suffering. He takes Jesus aside and rebukes him for talking this way. This is not the Christ, Peter is acknowledging. Jesus strongly reprimands Peter for trying to deter him and tells him he is doing the devil's work, and then says, "You are thinking not as God, but as human beings do." One might ask, how was Peter supposed to think as God does? Jesus gave him the opportunity. He was trying to tell them what was in his mind, but they did not listen. If they had truly listened to him, they would have known what God was thinking. Jesus' attempt to have a conversation didn't go far. Listening is an essential part of what makes conversation happen. When one is trying to express a thought, and the other is already formulating a response while the speaker is trying to speak, that is not listening. That person will not know the speaker's mind. To listen does not just mean to hear the words, but to try to know the other person's mind, their ideas and emotions behind the words. To listen to what the other person is trying to say with words they may not be able to find. For good conversation, one must also be open to the possibility of being influenced by the other, a possible change of opinion and ideas. Several times in the Gospels, Jesus brings up the topic of his suffering and death, but the apostles are incapable of bearing the thought. What about us? Do we seek opportunities to think more like God than just human beings? Jesus introduced the topic He obviously wanted to talk about it, but he needed listeners to be open to hear what he was trying to tell them. The power of the word is greater than we often realize. It is the vehicle through which we express our thoughts and express who we are. We pray to the Holy Spirit to make us good listeners, open and eager to accept the words of others as we try to arrive at truth and think more as God does. Dear patient Jesus, you tried so hard to get your apostles to listen to you, but they were often so grounded in their own opinions that they could not hear you. Please give me the openness and willingness to learn what you want me to know so that I can be of one mind with you. Amen.